salt to tears.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship. Pray that you are off to a wonderful start. Your Wednesday is looking like every step has been ordered by the Lord for His name's sake, and that you are going to walk that path with the joy of the Lord, with the love of God in your heart, and that you're going to see victory after victory. That's what I pray for your Wednesday today. So we want to say thank you to the folks at Weirich Air, W-E-I-R-I-C-H. Their phone number is 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. They are based in Rockledge, Florida, and they provide professional sales, service, and repairs for air conditioning problems, heating problems, electrical issues. They do it for commercial issues, light commercial issues. They deal with residential issues. They also do it for emergency situations, and they've been doing all of that for over four decades, and probably getting close to five decades by this point in time. But they will always treat you well. They will give you the best service possible, and they'll do it all at an affordable price. So write this number down, 321-632-9538. Now, if you don't care whether you deal with people who are honest or capable of fixing your air conditioner, then don't write that number down. But if you want people that I know do a great job, they are very good at what they do, they're forthright, they're honest, they're hard workers. If you want to put that type of experience to work on your air conditioner, give them a call, 321-632-9538. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program. So today we're going to go back to Matthew chapter 9, verse number 37. I didn't get everything in the time frame yesterday. I touched on it, but I really didn't get to expand too much on the end of Matthew chapter 9. So I want to go back there today and read verse 35 through 38. It says, "Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered like sheep, having no shepherds. Then he said to his disciples, 'The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.'" So the spiritual truth we were talking about is that the harvest is abundant. It is a plentiful harvest. I used to sell shoes as my primary source of financial income. It was what brought in the money to support my ministry habit. And feed my kids. So they told us of two salesmen that were sent to the same area, and once they were there, they called back in to report after about a month, and the first guy called his company and said, "You got to get me out of here. These people do not wear shoes, so it is a waste of my time to be here. We're never going to sell anything to people who do not wear shoes. And actually, I've been to places where people did not wear shoes. If they did, all they really wore was flip-flops for the most part. The second guy called back, same region, and he called his supplier, and he said, "We have a wide open market here. Send me everything you've got. We're getting ready to have a great, great harvest." And so I want to share that story with you this morning, not because it is a good story, but because it has to do with the value of the gospel of Jesus Christ in relation to the need of the people to whom God has sent us. I believe that apathy, you know, where Jesus was moved with compassion, many of our day and time are apathetic or complacent when it comes to recognizing the urgency of communicating the greatest message that man has ever been entrusted with to the people who will die in their sins without that message. So the harvest is truly abundant. It is truly plentiful. The population of heaven needs to increase, and those on the pathway to hell, they need to repent of their sins so that hell is plundered and not populated. So I want to shape that, and I shared with you just some of the needs that we have, you know, because the solution to an abundant harvest is that you need laborers. Now, what happens in 2022 is we are so used to technology, and we are so used to automation and technological advancement that we sometimes forget that in the kingdom of God, the greatest resource that we have is people. People changed by the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus healed a blind man. He said, "Don't tell anybody." And, you know, I've told you many times, my brain just doesn't work like everybody else's brain works. And the reality is this: if you were blind and everybody knew you were born blind and now you aren't blind, you're not going to have to tell anybody. They're going to notice it. You're going to walk different. You're going to dress different. Just all sorts of things. There were a number of people throughout the scriptures that Jesus healed of conditions that they had from the time that they were born. Okay. One of my greatest lessons here in the past few years, and I just talked about this not too long ago, was when Jairus was coming to Jesus for him to come and heal, for Jesus to come and heal Jairus's daughter. There was a woman who had been battling a health condition for 12 years. She was anemic. She was unclean. She was broke. And yet she was the one that touched Jesus in such a manner that virtue flowed from his body, and she was healed that day. Because she had reached out and grabbed the hem of his garment, a few chapters later, you can read that there were people who said, "You know what, if I can just grab the hem of his garment, I'm going to be healed." And so when I did the study, I said, okay, which came first, the woman or the group? And it was the woman, because everybody would have known that there was a radical transformation in her life, and she became a source of inspiration to people, said, if it worked for her, it'll work for me. Your testimony is invaluable. We as the kingdom of God, the body of Christ, we cannot afford to keep our testimonies to ourselves. So there's the need for laborers. Jesus would send the disciples into the villages where he was about to go. They would make preparation. They were part of the distribution of the feeding of the 5,000 and the feeding of the 4,000. They were the part of the team that was gathering up the remnants so that nothing would be lost. They were the people who were part of the transportation crew that would row across the sea. All of that. There was a small group of people that Jesus worked with so that they would have his heart, so that they could turn the world right side up. Okay? So there's a need for laborers. There's a need for laborers. And I told you on yesterday's program, Merit Assembly of God needs workers. I mean, that's just the truth of the matter. I'm not here to beg you. I'm not. This passage does not say go out and beg laborers to come and help you. So I'm just putting the need out there. There are laborers. I guarantee you, whatever church you're at, there's a need for laborers there. And it does have a course of action that God has in place when it says there's an abundant harvest and there's not enough laborers. Here's what it says. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Okay, so and if you want to turn over to Luke chapter 10, we're going to add one more element to that particular truth here in just a moment. So he says, pray, ask, talk to the Lord of the harvest. The Lord is the person with the authority. See, I managed shoe stores. I was the one who was responsible for the books. I was the one responsible for the inventory being organized. I was responsible for the displays. I was responsible for making the schedules. You know what I wasn't responsible for? I wasn't responsible for making the decisions. I wasn't responsible for making the prices. I wasn't responsible for the advertising. I wasn't responsible for the leases. I wasn't responsible for any of the things that could actually help generate, you know, traffic to come in and out of the store. That was all done by someone else. Okay? I got the blame when things did not go well, but really there was someone else that was making all of the decisions. Well, I want you to know that one of God's titles is the Lord of the harvest. He is the one who is in the position of authority over the seed that was sown, over how the seed was cared for. He's the one who is out there examining to make sure that it is ready for harvest. There's a story where a person goes out and they hire people to come out and work in the harvest field, and they're working all day long. And the owner goes out there and looks and he says, you know what? They're not going to get it done today. And I'm going to need more workers. So he went out and he found more workers and they worked the majority of the day. And he looked and he said, you know what? They're not going to get it all done today. And so he went out and found more workers and he brought them in for a portion of the day. And he looked out and said, they're still not going to get it done. And so he went out and found people, and they came, and they worked for a little bit. At the end of the day, he got the harvest in, and he paid them all the same amount of money. And people were upset. And he said, don't I have the right to do with my own money what I want to do? I want to pay them the same as I paid you. Does that make me unjust? I told you what I would pay you. You agreed to work for that. And is that now you want to try and make me out to be a villain? I will tell you here in America right now that no, you don't have the right to do what you want with your own money. There are going to be people who try and micromanage that and all of that sort of stuff. But God is a just God. The thing that I want you to understand is this: it's His harvest. When I managed the shoe store, not all the time did they make decisions that were decisions that I would make. And so I took it to prayer, and it's like, God, I'm greatly disturbed about this decision, because this decision doesn't make good business sense. And what God spoke to me, He said, you are just a steward of their resources. You are here to act upon the policies that they generate, not to create the policies on your own. And so if that's the way they want to run their business, you just pray for them, but don't take their policies personal. So I didn't. The harvest is God's harvest. There's a reason why He said, pray the Lord of the harvest, that He would send out laborers into the harvest field. You know, there's the old joke of, and I saw a picture of this on Facebook here not too long ago, where there's one guy down in a hole digging a ditch, and there's like a dozen guys standing around him watching him as he digs, and they're all the ones with the titles. And it said, well, we're going to have to make some cutbacks, so we're going to have to cut, you know, we're going to have to fire the only person who's actually doing anything. And that's a problem. You know, the body of Christ, Reinhard Bonnke put it this way: you did not get saved onto a cruise ship. You got saved and were put upon a rescue vessel. We are out with the purpose of seeking and saving the lost the same way that Jesus is. So we need to pray the Lord of the harvest that He would send people out into the harvest field. So I get real excited whenever there are people that we have communicated with day in and day out that are not part of the church that come to church and they give their heart to Jesus. That's the most exciting thing in the world to me. And I can tell you, at our church, we've got people, and they have invited people to church by the hundreds, if not the thousands, and they've invited so many people to church that and people say, yeah, I'll be there, and they never show up, and they get discouraged. And I want to remind you about this one thing. It's God's harvest. It's God's harvest. And so maybe you are out there and you're constantly talking to people and you're trying to bring them into a relationship with Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit will take that seed and He will be Lord over that seed and bring them into the kingdom at just the right time. So don't get discouraged. If you're out there and you're doing the work of the ministry, I speak life over you. I speak peace over you. I speak blessing and wisdom over you. So I just want to encourage you that it's God's harvest, and He's really, really good at farming, spiritual farming, if you will. So turn over to Luke chapter 10. And it says this in verse number 1, after these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also and sent them two by two before His face into every city and place where He Himself was about to go. Then He said to them, The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I send you out as lambs among wolves. Carry neither money bag, knapsack, nor sandals, and greet no one along the road. But whatever house you enter, first say peace to this house. And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest on it. If not, it will return to you and remain in the same house, eating and drinking such things as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his wages. Do not go from house to house. And it goes on from there. So here, the reason, or the piece of context here that Jesus shares in the Gospel of Luke, is that these were people that were being sent to the places where Jesus himself was about to go. Okay? So their role was preparatory. He tells them, as you read along, that there are going to be some who receive you, and you bless them with peace, meet their felt needs. And there's going to be others that will reject you. Okay? It says, heal the sick and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. You know, it's very important to preach the good news at the appropriate time. And he says, but whatever city you enter and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, the very dust of your city which clings to us, we wipe off against you. Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God has come near you. So we are responsible for doing our part. The Holy Spirit is responsible for doing his part. And the recipients of the message are responsible for doing their part. So the message is this. Whenever you pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest field, I want you to get this. Verse number 3 says, go. So whenever you start praying for God to send out laborers, let me help you to understand what is being said here, that the first person that's going to want to go is going to be you. Okay? He says, this is what I want you to do. I want you to pray that God sends out laborers into his harvest. Go. You're the answer. You're the answer. You being willing to do what nobody else has been willing, you being able to step out and meet the greatest need, and it's an urgent need. Harvest just does not sit out there. Seed will go bad if it's not out there. If something is brought ripe unto harvest and it's not. Somebody told me one point in time when Jesus said in John chapter 4 that the field was white unto harvest, that meant that it was at the last stage that it could be harvested before it returned to seed. And so I want to tell you, if you have been procrastinating, if you have been waiting, if you have been making excuses, I want to encourage you to not only to pray, but to listen, because I think you will hear God saying, I want you to go. Not just the pastor, not just the youth pastor or the Sunday school teachers, not just the board members. I want everybody in the body of Christ to be going to their sphere of influence, to their network of friends. I want them to go because I'm about to come and share myself with them in such a way they're going to have to make a decision. I want them to make the right decision. Okay? So somebody once said, Pastor, that was such a great message. That this is not a statement to me, just a statement in general. Pastor, that was such a great message. I really wish so-and-so would have been here to have heard that. They really, really needed that. Well, that's probably true, but everybody needs to hear the message. Evangelism is the most neglected gift in the church in modern times. And the more we neglect it, the more people are suffering. We need to be moved with compassion and say, God, equip me. Just be willing, or just help me to be willing to have a conversation with people, to build relationship with them. Here in Luke chapter 10, it says, bless them with peace, build relationship with them, have fellowship with them, remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide. It says, don't go from house to house. In other words, you build that relationship. And he said, and whenever you enter into that city and they receive you, heal the sick, and then share with them that the kingdom of God has come near to you. Wherever you go, you are going to encounter people who have needs. I don't care what their bank, I don't care what their bank account balance says they have needs. There are a number of people in the community that they look like they have it all together, but in actuality, it's a house of cards that it's getting ready to come collapse. I remember seeing a commercial years ago about a guy. He said, I've got the house, I've got the career, I've got the car, I've got the country club, I've got the lawnmower. He said, I've got everything that society tells me that I need, and it is all just about to fall apart. Somebody help me. And I don't remember what product it was, whether it was a financial advisor or whatever it might be, but that guy had all of the appearances of success, but in reality, he was dying spiritually. And he said, I need somebody to help me. Everybody in our community needs Jesus. Jesus needs to be preached to every person, not just around the globe, but here in Brevard County. We need you to be part of the solution, because it's the Lord's harvest and you're part of the Lord's people. And so here's what we're praying. I'm praying he sends me. I'm praying he sends Merit Assembly of God. And I'm praying that he sends you out into the highways and the byways to reach those who are desperately in need of hearing that Jesus saves, Jesus forgives, Jesus heals, Jesus is preparing a place, and he's coming again. God bless you. You have a marvelous day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh Radio.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Deserts, I need more of your presence. I'm weak, Savior, be my strength.